Still Life, with Amanda Root as Laura Jessen, John Dateen as Dr. Alec Harvey, Stephanie Cole as Myrtle Baggett, and Trevor Peacock as Albert. Still Life.
The train now standing at Platform 3 is the 526 for St. Dunstan's-on-Sea, calling at Eight Elms, Oakhurst, Bedlington West, Bedlington East, and St. Dunstan's-on-Sea.
I say, young man, over here. Young man!
Yes, madam?
Here's your biscuits.
Yes, madam, but digestives, bourbons, ginger nuts.
Any more is?
Oh, I'm afraid not. Fresh out.
Digestives, then.
That'll be a penny, madam.
All aboard!
Here we are.
Your change.
Thank you.
I could do a restock in my tray, Mrs. Baggett. I'm out of Mari's and Nestle's plane.
Well, let me see.
An old girl on a 410 asked if I'd got an ice cream wafer. I didn't half laugh.
I don't see there was anything to laugh at. A very natural request on a fine spring day.
What did she think I was? Stop me and buy one.
Be quiet, Beryl. And as for you, Stanley, don't be saucy. You were saucy when you started to work here, Stanley, and you've been getting saucier ever since. Right, here you are. Go on now.
Righto. Bye, Beryl.
Beryl Walkers, I'll trouble you to remember you're on duty.
I didn't do anything.
Exactly. Stop filing your nails and go and clean table 3. I can see the crumbs from here.
Yeah, well, it's in rock cake.
Just if we... do as you are told.
Yes, Mrs. Baggett.
Hello, Myrtle.
Oh, Albert. Quite a stranger, aren't you?
I couldn't get in yesterday. I had a bit of a dust-up.
What about?
Well, I saw a chap getting out of a first-class compartment, and when he come to give his ticket up, it was third class. I told him he'd have to pay excess. Then he turned a bit nasty, and I had to send for Mr. Saunders.
What a good he'd be.
I'd have popped in to explain, but I had a date.
A date?
A chap. I know, he's getting married. And,
very interesting, I'm sure.
Oh, come on. What's up with you, anyway?
Beryl, hurry up.
Yes, Mrs. Baggett.
I'm afraid I can't stand here wasting my time in idle gossip, Mr. Godby.
Aren't you going to offer me another cup?
You can have another cup and welcome when you finish that one. Beryl will give it to you. I've got my accounts to do.
I'd rather you gave it to me.
Time and tide wait for no man, Mr. Godfrey.
I don't know what you're so uffy about, but whatever it is...
I'm sure I don't know to what you are referring.
A cup of tea, please.
Oh, certainly. A cake of pastry?
No, thank you.
Fine weather, isn't it?
Yes, yes, indeed.
Apart from the old April shower.
Threepence.
Thank you.
Oh, there's the boat train.
What about my other cup? I'll have to be moving. The 5:43 will be here in a minute.
What's on the gate?
Young William.
I'm terribly sorry to trouble you. But could you give me a glass of water? I've got something in my eye and I want to bathe it.
Oh, would you like me to have a look?
No, please don't trouble. I think the water will do it.
Here we are.
Bit of coal dust, I expect.
Oh, a man I knew lost the sight of one eye getting a bit of grit in it.
Oh, painful thing. Yeah, very painful.
Better?
Oh, I'm afraid not. Oh.
Can I help you?
Oh, no, please. It's only something in my eye.
Oh, please let me look. I happen to be a doctor.
Oh, it's very kind of you.
Turn round to the light, please. Look up. Now look down.
Oh, I
can see it. Now, I'm just going to touch it with the corner of my handkerchief. Keep still. There.
Oh, dear, what a relief. It was agonising.
Looks like a bit of grit.
The Ben Express went through. Thank you very much.
Not at all.
Here we go. I must run.
Oh, Beryl, bring those empties through to the back.
Yes, Mrs. Faggett.
How lucky for me that you happened to be here.
Anybody could have done it. Oh, I'm sorry. Alec Harvey.
Laura Jessen. Well, you did, and I'm most grateful. Oh, there's my train. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
It's all very fine, I said, but you can't expect me to be a cook, housekeeper, and char rolled into one during the day and a loving wife in the evening. Oh, dear, no. There are just as good fish in the sea, I says, as ever came out of it. And I packed my boxes then and there and left it.
Did you ever go back?
Never. I went to my sister's place at Folkestone for a bit, and then I went in with a friend of mine, and we opened a tea shop in Hay.
What happened to him?
Dead as a doornail inside 3 years.
Well, I never.
So you see, every single thing she told me came true. The Six of Clubs, an unexpected journey, the Queen of Diamonds.
Oh, you sound cheerful. Full of the joys of summer, Mrs. B. Two rock and an apple.
I thought the expression was full of the joys of spring.
Yes, but it's July, Mrs. B.
Less of the Mrs. B, my lad. Who's are these for, anyway?
Partly for London on the up platform.
Well, why can't they come in here for them?
Ask me another.
Have you got something in your eyes, Stanley?
Nothing beyond a bit of a twinkle now and again.
You're awful.
You behave yourself, my lad. Now, here are your rock cakes. Beryl, stop sniggering and give Stanley an apple off the stand. Go on now. Be off with you.
Yeah, all right, give us a chance.
What people want to eat on the platform for, I really don't know. Oh, and tell Mr. Godby not to forget his tea.
Right-o.
Oh. Sorry, Governor.
Tea or lemonade?
Tea, I think. More refreshing, really.
Two teas, please.
Oh, certainly, Doctor. It is, Doctor, isn't it?
Yes, that's right.
Cakes or pastry?
Laura, cakes or pastry?
No, thank you.
Are those bath buns fresh?
Well, certainly they are. They were made this morning.
Two, please.
That'll be eightpence.
Thank you.
Oh, here's your change, Doctor.
You must have a bath, ma'am. Fresh this morning.
Oh, they do look good, I must say.
One of my earliest passions. I've never outgrown it.
Do you like milk in your tea?
Yes, don't you?
Yes, fortunately.
Station refreshments are generally a wee bit arbitrary, you know.
I wasn't grumbling.
Do you ever grumble? Are you ever sullen and cross and bad-tempered?
Of course I am. At least not sullen, exactly. But I sometimes get into rages.
Oh, I can't visualise you in a rage.
I really don't see why you should. Do you feel guilty, Alec? I do.
Guilty?
Well, you ought to more than me, really. You neglected your work this afternoon.
I worked this morning. A little relaxation never did anyone any harm. Why should either of us feel guilty?
I don't know. Sort of instinct. As though we were letting something happen that oughtn't to happen.
How awfully nice you are.
When I was a child in Cornwall, we lived in Cornwall, you know. May, that's my sister, and I used to climb out of our bedroom window on summer nights and go down to the cove and bathe. It was dreadfully cold, but we felt adventurous. I'd never have dared to do it all by myself, but sharing the danger made it all right. That's how I feel now, really.
Have a bun. It's awfully bad for you.
You're laughing at me.
Yes, a little. But I'm laughing at myself, too.
Why?
For feeling a small pang when you said about being guilty.
There you are, you see.
We haven't done anything wrong.
Of course we haven't.
An accidental meeting, then another accidental meeting, then a little lunch, movies. What could be more ordinary? More natural?
We're adults, after all.
I never see myself as an adult, do you?
Yes, I do. I'm a respectable married woman with a husband and a home and three children.
But there must be a part of you, deep down inside, that doesn't feel like that at all. Some little spirit that still wants to climb out of the window, that still longs to splash about in the dangerous sea.
Perhaps we none of us ever grow up entirely.
How awfully nice you are.
You said that before.
I thought perhaps you hadn't heard.
I heard all right.
I'm respectable too, you know. I have a home and a wife and children and responsibilities. I also have a lot of work to do and a lot of ideals all mixed up with it.
What's she like?
Madeline?
Yes.
Small, dark, rather delicate.
How funny. I should have thought she'd be fair.
And your husband? What's he like?
Medium height, brown hair, kindly, unemotional, and not delicate at all.
You said that proudly.
Did I?
What's the matter?
The matter? What could be the matter?
You suddenly went away.
I thought perhaps we were being rather silly.
Why?
Oh, I don't know. We're such complete strangers, really.
It's one thing to close a window, but quite another to slam it down on my fingers.
I'm sorry.
Please come back again.
Is tea bad for one? Worse than coffee, I mean.
If this is a professional interview, my fee is a guinea.
It's nearly time for your train.
I hate to think of it chugging along and interrupting our tea party.
I really am sorry now.
What for?
For being disagreeable.
I don't think you could be disagreeable.
You said something just now about your work and ideals being mixed up with it. What ideals?
Oh, that's a long story.
I suppose all doctors ought to have ideals, really. Otherwise, I should think the work would be unbearable.
Surely you're not encouraging me to talk shop.
Do you come here every Thursday?
Yes, I come down from Cherry and spend a day in the hospital. Stephen Lynn graduated with me. He's the chief physician down there. I take over from him once a week, and it gives him a chance to go up to London, and me a chance to study the patients.
Is that an advantage?
Of course. You see, I have a special pigeon.
What is it?
Preventive medicine.
Oh, I see.
No, I'm afraid you don't.
I was trying to be intelligent.
Most good doctors, especially when they're young, have private dreams. That's the best part of them. Sometimes, though, those get over-professionalized and strangulated and... Am I boring you?
No. I don't quite understand, but you're not boring me.
What I mean is this. All good doctors must be primarily enthusiasts. They must have, like, writers and painters and priests, a sense of vocation, a deep-rooted, unsentimental desire to do good.
Yes, I see that.
Well, obviously one way of preventing disease is worth 50 ways of curing it. That's where my ideal comes in. Preventive medicine isn't anything to do with medicine at all, really. It's concerned with living conditions and common sense and hygiene. For instance, my speciality is pneumoconiosis.
Oh, dear.
Oh, don't be alarmed. It's simpler than it sounds. It's nothing but a slow process of fibrosis of the lung due to the inhalation of particles of dust. In the hospital here, there are splendid opportunities for observing cures and making notes, because of the coal mines.
You suddenly look much younger.
Do I?
Almost like a little boy.
What made you say that?
I don't know. Yes, I do.
Tell me.
Oh, no, I couldn't, really. You were saying about the coal mines.
Yes. The inhalation of coal dust. That's one specific form of the diseases. It's called anthracosis.
What are the others?
Talicosis. That comes from metal dust. Steelworks, you know.
Yes, of course. Steelworks.
And silicosis. Stone dust. That's gold mine.
See. There's your train.
Yes.
You mustn't miss it.
No.
What's the matter?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
It's been so very nice. I've enjoyed my afternoon enormously.
I'm so glad. So have I. I apologize for boring you with those long medical words.
Oh, I feel dull and stupid not to be able to understand more.
Shall I see you again?
It's the other platform, isn't it? You'll have to run. Don't worry about me. Mine's due in a few minutes.
Shall I see you again?
Of course. Perhaps you could come over to Ketchworth one Sunday. It's rather far, I know, but we should be delighted to see you.
Please. Please.
What is it?
Next Thursday. The same time.
No. I can't possibly.
Please. I ask you most humbly.
You'll miss your train.
All right.
Run.
Goodbye.
Alec, your hat.
Thank you.
I'll be there.
Thank you, my dear.
The train about to depart from platform 4 is the 5:40 for Charlie, Lee Green, and Langdon.
All aboard!
I'll be there.
Resist it.
I will trouble you to keep your hands to yourself.
You're blushing.
Coming in here, taking liberties.
Ah, I didn't think you'd object to a friendly little slap after what you said last Monday.
Never mind about last Monday. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Ah, don't be mad at me. It's just high spirits.
Oh, high spirits indeed.
I'm 21 today. I'm 21 today.
Don't make such a noise. They'll hear you on the platform.
I'll pick. Are you? Upon my knee.
Oh, God, you be taking yourself.
And two for tea.
Look, just take your tea and be quiet.
Oh, it's all your fault anyway. I was thinking of tonight.
If you don't behave yourself, there won't be a tonight. Or any other night either.
I'm in the mood for love. Simply because you're near me.
Will you hold your noise?
Funny, but when you're near me, I'm in the mood for... Give us a kiss.
Oh, I would do no such thing.
I'm just a quick one. Cross the cow.
Stop it.
Come on, yeah, there's a light.
Now let go of me, this kitty.
Oh, come on, just one.
Bye, I.
Oh.
Oh, look at me, Bambury's all over the floor.
Looks like I came in just in time.
You shut your mouth and help Mr. Godfrey pick up the cake.
Anything to oblige.
Good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon, Dr. Harvey.
Two teas, please.
A cake or pastry?
No, thank you. Just the tea.
Nice weather for October.
Yeah. Very nice.
Bit of a nip in the air, though, the east wind.
Stanley, what are you standing there gaping at?
Where's Beryl?
Ah, oh, love's young dream.
Never you mind about Beryl. You ought to be on platform 4.
Oh, there's been a run on the Cadbury's nut milk this afternoon. I'll need some more.
Take 6, then, and don't forget to mark them down.
All right, yo.
It's all right about tonight, isn't it?
I'll think about it.
It's Claudette Colbert, you know.
Oh, that sounds... I shall get to enjoying Claudette Colbert with you hissing in my ear all the time.
I'll be as good as gold.
We can't part like this.
I think it would be better if we did.
You don't really mean that.
I'm trying to mean it. I'm trying with all my strength.
Oh, my dearest dear.
Don't. Please don't.
It's no use running away from the truth, darling. We're lovers, aren't we? If it happens or if it doesn't, we're lovers in our hearts.
Can't you see how wrong it is? How dreadfully wrong.
I can see what's true. Whether it's wrong or right.
Mr. Saunders wants you, Mr. Godfrey.
What for?
Never know.
Well, I know he's a bloody fool.
Be quiet, Albert. In front of Beryl.
Oh, don't mind me.
Well, go on.
All right. I'll be back.
That'll be nice, I'm sure.
There's no chance of Stephen getting back to the flat until late. Nobody need ever know.
It's so furtive to love like that.
So cheap. Much better not to love at all.
It's too late not to love at all. Be brave.
Oh, what is there brave in it? Sneaking away to someone else's house, loving in secret. It'll be far braver to say goodbye and never see each other again.
Could you be as brave as that? I know I couldn't.
Couldn't you?
Listen, my dear. This is something that's never happened to either of us before. We've loved before and been happy before, but this is different. Something lovely and strange and desperately difficult.
It's too difficult. I'm lost.
Don't say that, darling.
Loving you is hard for me. Makes me a stranger in my own house. Familiar things, ordinary things that I've known for years, like the dining room curtains and the wooden tub with a silver top that holds the biscuits, and a watercolour of San Remo that my mother painted, look odd to me, as though they belonged to someone else. When I've just left you, when I go home, I'm more lonely than I've ever been before. I passed the house the other day without noticing and had to turn back. And when I went in, it seemed to draw away from me. My whole life seems to be drawing away from me. And I don't know what to do.
Oh, darling.
I love them just the same. Fred, I mean, and the children. But it's as though it wasn't me at all. As though I were looking on at somebody else. Do you know what I mean? Is it the same with you, or is it easier for men?
It isn't any easier for me, darling. Honestly, it isn't.
Oh, I know. I know.
I pretend to hold you in my arms all the way back in the train. Oh. I'm angry with every moment that I'm not alone. To love you uninterrupted. Whenever my surgery door opens and a patient comes in, my heart jumps in case it might be you.
Oh, how silly we are. How unbearably silly.
Friday. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Thursday.
It's all right, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Of course it is.
Don't pass the house again. Don't let it snub you. Go boldly in and stare that damned watercolour out of countenance.
Oh, afternoon, lady.
Good afternoon.
Oh, two whiskies, please.
I'm very sorry, it's out of hours.
Oh, come on, lady. Pick me on a couple of soda boys.
Yes, just needed a couple. Under cover of them poor old sandwiches.
Them sandwiches were fresh this morning, and I shall do no such thing.
Oh, come on, be a sport.
Oh, no.
You're asking me to break the law, young man.
Oh, I think I've got a cold coming up. Oh, you can't afford to let the army catch a cold, you know.
You can have as much as you want after 6 o'clock.
Oh, an arsestone. That's what you got, lady, an arsestone.
Don't you be cheeky.
My throat's like a parrot's cage. Listen.
My license does not permit me to serve you alcohol out of hours, and that is fine.
We're soldiers, we are, willing to lay down our lives
yeah,
for you.
That's right.
And you grudge us a couple of splashes.
You wouldn't want to get me into trouble, would you?
Give us a chance, lady, that's all. Just give us a chance.
Beryl.
Beryl.
Mrs. Maggie. Beryl, ask Mr. Godfrey to come here for a moment, will you?
Yes, Mrs. Maggie.
Oh, who's he when he's home?
You'll soon see coming in here cheeking me.
Now then, naughty, naughty.
Oh, what about them drinks, lady?
I've already told you I cannot serve alcoholic refreshments out of hours.
Oh, come off it, Mother. Be a pal.
I'll give you Mother, you saucy upstart.
Who are you calling an upstart?
Right. What's going on in here?
Mr. Godfrey, these gentlemen are annoying me.
Oh, we haven't done anything.
All we did was ask for a couple of drinks.
Off it, both of you.
We've got a much right as
you
day
heard
here.
What I said. Up it.
What is this? A free country or a bloody
more
Sunday school?
Strange due in a minute. Platform two, up it.
Look here, now.
Come on, Johnny. Don't argue with a poor little basket.
Up it.
Toodaloo, Mother. And if them sandwiches were made this morning, you're surely tempted.
Oh, thank you, Albert.
What a nerve talking to you like that.
Be quiet, Beryl. And pour me a nip of brandy. I'm feeling quite upset.
I've got to get back to the gate.
I'll be seeing you later, Albert.
Okay.
Yeah. Here you are, Mrs. Baggett. Finest three stars.
Thank you, Beryl.
Well, I'll make a start on those display shelves, shall I?
Mm. Oh, I'll say one thing for Albert Godfrey. He may be on the small side, but he's a gentleman.
There's your train.
I'm going to miss it.
Please go.
No.
The train is now standing at platform 4.
I wish I could think clearly. I wish I could know, really know what to do.
Everything's against us. All the circumstances of our lives, those have to go on unaltered. We're nice people, you and I, and we've got to go on being nice. Let's enclose this love of ours with real strength, and let that strength be that no one is hurt by it, except ourselves.
Must we be hurt by it?
Yes. When the time comes.
Very well.
All the furtiveness and the secrecy and the hole-in-the-corner cheapness can be justified if only we're strong enough. Strong enough to keep it to ourselves. Something of our own. Forever. To be remembered.
Very well.
I'm going now. To Stephen's flat. I'll wait for you. If you don't come, I shall know only that you weren't quite ready. That you needed a little longer to find your own dear heart. This is the address.
Oh, there's the 543.
You know, we ought to have another umpteen and palmers to put on the middle shelf, really.
Oh, I think there's some more in the back. Have a look, would you, Beryl?
Yes, Baggett.
The train now arriving at platform 3 is the 543.
That fuel train, dear, isn't it?
Yes, thank you.
You're going to miss it. Oh, well, there's always the next one. I'll just clear away, shall I?
No, not that, please. I need the piece of paper. An address.
Oh, sorry, dear. Walking home?
Maybe. It's still snowing.
Afraid so. I think we might be in for a white Christmas. Do you want me to wait?
Got to go straight back.
Oh, why?
Well, Mother will be waiting up.
I'll be a sport, Beryl. Yeah, shut down 5 minutes early and say you was kept 10 minutes late, and that gives us a quarter of an hour.
What happens if Mrs. Baggett comes back?
She won't. She's out having a bit of slap and tickle with our Albert, eh?
Stan, you are awful.
Yeah, I'll wait for you in the yard.
All right.
Evening, miss.
I'd like a glass of brandy, please.
Well, it's 10 to 10. We're just closing.
I see you are, but you're not quite closed yet, are you?
3-star.
Yes, that'll do.
10 pence, please.
Here. And have you a piece of paper and an envelope?
I'm afraid you'll have to get that at the bookstore.
The bookstore's shut, please. It's very important.
Oh, right, wait a minute.
I should be so much obliged.
Oh, here we are.
Oh, thank you.
You'll be closed in a few minutes, you know.
Yes, I know.
If you need anything else, I'll be in the back.
Thank you. My dearest, Alec, I am sorry that,
Oh, darling.
No, please get away. Please don't say anything.
I can't let you go like this.
I feel so utterly degraded.
It was just a beastly accident that Stephen came back early. He doesn't know who you are. He never even saw you.
I listened to your voices in the sitting room. I crept out and down the stairs, feeling like a prostitute.
Oh, don't talk like that. Please.
I suppose he laughed, didn't he? I suppose you spoke of me together as men of the world.
We didn't speak of you. We spoke of a nameless creature who had no reality at all.
Why didn't you tell him the truth? Why didn't you say who I was and that we were lovers? Shameful, secret lovers who've been using his flat for weeks because we have nowhere else to go. Why didn't you tell him that we were cheap and low and...
Stop it, Laura. Pull yourself together.
It's true, don't you see? It's true.
It's nothing of the sort. We know the truth. We know we really love each other. That's all that matters.
It isn't all that matters. Self-respect matters. Decency matters. I can't go on any longer.
Could you really say goodbye? Not see me anymore?
Yes. If you'd help me.
I love you, Laura. I shall love you always until the end of my life. I can't look at you now because I know... I know that this is the beginning of the end. Not the end of my loving you. But the end of our being together. But not quite yet, darling. Please. Not quite yet.
Very well. Not quite yet.
I know what you feel. I know about the strain of our different lives, apart from each other. The feeling of guilt, too persistent. Perhaps too great a price to pay for the few hours of happiness we get out of it. I know all this because it's the same for me, too.
You can look at me now. I'm all right.
Let's prepare ourselves. A sudden break now, however brave and admirable, would be too cruel. We can't do such violence to our hearts and minds.
Very well.
I'm going away.
Oh, I see.
But not quite yet.
And it's after 10. I'm afraid I shall have to look up now.
Of course, yes. Sorry.
Sorry.
Cigarette?
Yes, please.
Here. Promise me that however unhappy you are, you'll meet me next Thursday as usual. I'll hire a car and we'll drive out into the country.
All right. I promise.
We've got to talk. I've got to explain.
About getting away?
Yes.
Where are you going? Where can you go? You can't give up your practice.
I've had a job offered me. I wasn't going to take it, but I must. I know it's the only way out.
Where?
A long way away. Johannesburg.
Oh, God. There's my train.
My brother's out there. They're opening a new hospital. They want me in it. It's a fine opportunity, really. I'll take Madeline and the boys. It's been torturing me for weeks. I haven't told anybody, not even Madeline. I couldn't bear the idea of leaving you. But now I see it's got to happen soon. Anyway. It's almost happening already.
When will you go?
In about 2 months.
It's quite near, isn't it?
Do you want me to stay? Do you want me to turn down the offer?
Oh, don't be foolish.
I'll do whatever you say.
That's unkind of you, my darling.
Oh, Laura, don't. Please don't. I love you. I love you.
Not here. Someone will see. Someone. Oh. Mm. Mm.
We knew we'd get hurt.
I'm being very stupid.
You're not angry with me, are you?
No, I'm not angry.
Forgive me.
For what?
For everything. For having met you in the first place. For taking the piece of grit out of your eye. For loving you. For bringing you so much misery.
I'll forgive you. If you'll forgive me.
Good night, darling.
Good night.
One tea, please, three lumps and a bath bun and make it snappy.
What's the matter with you?
Beryl Oppit.
Don't you go all...
You heard me, Beryl Oppit.
Well, I'll never.
Here's your tea.
We're still on for the pictures tonight, Myrtle.
What is it?
Broadway Melody of 1936. I've got reserved tickets.
Oh, come in here when you get off and I'll make us a nice little supper in the back before we go.
Oh, Myrtle.
Oh, now then, now, Bert, you behave. We don't want the whole station laughing at us.
Oh, what is that, a laugh at?
Oh, look out. Someone's coming in.
Oh, it's only Romeo and Juliet.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Same as usual.
Yes, please.
Quite springy out, isn't it?
Yes, quite.
You know what they say about March? In like a lamb, out like a lamb.
Come on now, Bert. Finish your tea and get back to the gate.
I'll see you tonight.
7 o'clock.
Are you all right, darling?
Yes, I'm all right.
I wish I could think of something to say.
It doesn't matter. Not saying anything, I mean.
I'll miss my train and wait to see you into yours.
No, no, please don't. I'll come over to your platform with you, I'd rather.
Very well.
Do you think we shall ever see each other again?
I don't know. Not for years, anyway.
The children will be all grown up. I wonder if they'll ever meet and know each other.
Couldn't I write to you? Just once in a while.
No. We promised we wouldn't.
Please know this. That you'll be with me for ages and ages yet. Far away into the future. Time will wear down the agony of not seeing you. And the memory of you won't ever go. Please know that.
I know.
It's easier for me than you. I do realise that. I really do. I, at least, will have different shapes to look at and new work to do. You have to go on among familiar things. My heart aches for you.
I'll be all right.
I love you with all my heart and soul.
I want to die. If only I could die.
If you died, you'd forget me. I want to be remembered.
Yes, I know. I do, too.
Goodbye, my dearest love.
Goodbye, my dearest love.
We've still got a few minutes.
Thank God. Oh, Laura! What a lovely surprise!
Oh, Dolly.
My dear, I've been shopping till I'm dropping. Sounds like a song, doesn't it? My throat's parched. I thought of having tea at Spindle's, but I was terrified of losing the train. Oh, dear.
This is Dr. Harvey. Oh.
How do you do?
Oh, how do you do? Would you be a perfect dear and get me a cup of tea? I don't think I could drag my old bones as far as the counter. Here's sixpence.
No, please.
My dear, what a nice-looking man. Who on earth is he? Oh, really, you're quite a dark horse. I shall telephone your husband in the morning and make mischief. Oh, I've been meaning to pop in, but Tony's had measles, and I had all that fuss about Phyllis. But of course you don't know.
She left me. Suddenly upped and went, my dear, without even an hour's warning, let alone a month's notice. And you'll never guess... I'll tell you all about it on the train. Thank you so much. Oh, they've certainly put enough milk in it. But still, it's wet, and that's really all one can ask for in a refreshment room. Oh, no sugar. Oh.
It's in the spoon.
Oh, of course. Oh, what a fool I am. Well, Laura, you look frightfully well. Oh, I do wish I'd known you were coming in today. We could have come together and lunched and had a good gossip. I loathe shopping by myself.
There's your train.
Yes, I know.
Aren't you coming with us?
No, I go in the opposite direction. My practice is in Cherby.
How interesting. What sort of doctor are you? I mean, are you a specialist at anything, or just a sort of general family doctor?
I'm a general practitioner at the moment.
Dr. Harvey is going out to Africa next week.
Oh, but my dear, how thrilling. You going to operate on the Zulus or something? I always associate Africa with Zulus, but I may be quite wrong.
I must go.
The train is now arriving at platform 4.
Goodbye,
Lord. 5:40 for Cherby, Lee Green, and Langdon.
Oh, he'll have to run. He's got to get right over to the other platform. How did you meet him?
I got something in my eye one day. He took it out.
My dear, how very romantic. I'm always getting things in my eye, and nobody the least bit attractive has ever paid the faintest attention. Which reminds me, you know about Harry and Lucy Jenner, don't you? Laura?
What? No, what about them?
My dear, they're going to get a divorce. At least, I believe they're getting a conjugal separation or whatever, and the divorce later on. It seems that there's an awful Mrs. something or other in London that he's been carrying on for ages.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Thursday.
Goodbye, my dearest love.
Goodbye, my dearest love.
I love you with all my heart and soul.
I want to die. If only I could die.
Actually, the whole thing came out. Laura! Laura! Oh, excuse me. Can you tell me, is that the Ketchworth train?
No, no, that's the boat train.
The express.
Oh, yes. Well, that doesn't stop, does it? Express trains are my son's passion in life. Oh, dear. I mustn't forget his chocolate. I want some chocolate, please.
Milk or plain?
Plain, I think. No, no, perhaps milk will be nicer. Have you any with nuts in it? Nuts,
glazed nut milk, shilling or sixpence.
Give me one plain and one milk. Laura? Oh, where is she?
Oh, I never noticed her go.
Laura?
I want to die. If only I could die. I want to die. If only I could die. I want to die. If only I could die.
Stand here!
Laura! My dear, what on earth's the matter? Do you feel ill?
I feel a little sick.
Oh, that's our train. I couldn't think where on earth you disappeared to.
I just wanted to see the express go through.
A sip of brandy would buck you up.
No, no, thank you. I'm all right, really.
Well, if you're sure.
The train now standing at platform 3 is the 5:43 for Ketchworth.
All aboard!
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Thank you.
In Still Life by Noel Coward, adapted by Malcolm McKee, Laura Jessen was played by Amanda Root, and Dr. Alec Harvey by John Dateen. Stephanie Cole played Myrtle Baggett, and Trevor Peacock, Albert. Beryl was Sonny Ormond, Stanley Brian Parr, and Dolly Messiter was Josephine Tewson. The musical composition was by Malcolm McKee.